Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition. We want to welcome everybody. Very happy to have you folks with us. It's interesting, but Adam, thank you so much for taking care of that. We are now on the air in Chicago on station WRMN. Welcome in all you Chicagoites. Having said that, we're going to start the show today with the business editor of the Epoch Times, Valentine Schmidt. Valentine has been a regular guest on our show for probably about 3 years right now. He's a very astute individual, very interesting man. Valentine, you just got back from the Far East. You spent time in Hong Kong. A lot of pessimism over there vis-a-vis business, if I'm not mistaken, huh?
Yeah, Al, thank you very much for the introduction. Your check is in the mail, as usual.
I'm assuming that's a cashier's check.
It's a cashier's check. The figures aren't too high, you know.
Well, you know, that's okay.
Don't make too much money, but anyway, yeah, I was just sent the last. That was also the reason why I wasn't on your show very frequently recently, is because I spent the last 3 weeks in Asia on a trip in Cambodia to write a story about a gold mine there. But the real interesting takeaway that I didn't expect was during my two stopovers in Hong Kong, where I used to work in 2009 and still had some friends left, that everybody basically is very unhappy about the situation. I'm sure your listeners have followed the protest, the pro-democracy movement, the crackdown, and I would like to also give them a bit of a story that when I was there, a bit of background, when I was there, it was still okay. There seemed to be, the media seemed to be relatively free. Civil liberties were held in check, apart from the occasional harassment of Falun Gong practitioners. We talked about that, but they can still practice in Hong Kong freely, whereas in China they're not allowed to practice, but they get harassed by some agents of the Chinese Communist Party. But all in all,
America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, I got to tell you, Valentin Schmidt is one interesting individual. And the Epoch Times, just as a bit of a, I guess I would say recommendation, it's a good paper. You guys ought to look into it. Just, you know, Google Epoch, E-P-O-C-H Times. It's a little bit of a different type of newspaper, and I think you might enjoy reading it. Okay, we have Abby Gilbert on the line with us right now, one of the best technicians out there. Abby, Gary Savage was on the show earlier this week. He was saying that he was looking for a short-term move upward in the price of precious metals and a short-term move downward in the conventional markets. What are your thoughts on that?
Coming into this week, I completely agreed with the perspective. I was looking for a bottom early in the week to the metals, and we got that bottom. But unfortunately, I now have a pattern that silver is showing me that may make this rally very, very short-lived. Right now, the 1690 level in the silver futures is an exceptionally important pivot for whether or not we're going to have a larger rally in silver. And I think that rally may only turn out to be corrective anyway. But if we are unable to broach that 1690 level in silver within the next day, next trading day or so, we have the potential to actually go back down to the 2014 lows and test them. I don't think they'll break in a major way. I don't think we're on our way to the lower lows just yet. But I think we could. We do have a setup in both the GDX as well as in silver right now. The setup is clear. Whether or not the market will take advantage of it is the next question. But the setup is absolutely there, especially as it's set up from yesterday, that we can go back down and retest the 2014 lows.
Now, Avi, we have been talking at length about the precious metals and how the direction, at least over the last month, have been downward, and there just hasn't been a huge drive upward. But a lot of the people that we're talking to are saying that, you know, we could just see a temporary little bounce, but essentially just a lot more whipsaw action, which, unless you're a very, very active trader, that can be very hard to play. Would you agree with those statements?
No question about it. I don't believe most people should be playing in the metals market right now. The patterns happen to be very, very difficult, so much so that, you know, when somebody asks me on my site as to whether or not I'm doing a lot of trading over the past few weeks in the metals, my answer is no, I'm not. I'm actually sitting on my hands right now more so than I am trading. I personally, in this type of mess that we're seeing, I like to see nice setups rather than just, you know, take flyers.
Well, I don't think any time is a good time to necessarily take a flyer unless you're a real pro who has a certain amount of his or her capital, you know, allocated to that, because you can obviously do very, very well in that sector. But having said that, you know, I hate to admit it, having, you know, hosted this show for, gosh, we're going on over 20 years now, but the markets are very confusing to me, Avi, right now. They really are, and I mean both the precious metals markets and the conventional markets. I'm a firm believer right now that there is a fair amount of outside influence that are affecting the markets that are really taking away any semblance of free markets, as the saying goes. What are your thoughts on that?
I think the markets have been trading, the especially the equities have been trading very, very predictably. If you remember when we were talking back at the end of December, I was saying that, you know, we were looking for a top at the end of December in the market, and we were looking for, you know, a sizable pullback into January. And, you know, we got the pullback, and, you know, we were talking about at the end of January. I was, you know, we were talking about, you know, everybody was seemingly so bearish all of a sudden. We even hear stories of market crashes, and I was telling you guys, look, I'm looking for us to be bottoming soon and heading up on our way to 2150 next. I think we're going to exceed 2200 in the S&P 500 over the next 6 months, and potentially we can even get up as high as 2500 in the S&P 500, and we'll know better in April.
So, Avi, with the conventional markets, the path of least resistance is up. I would agree with you there simply because of the big banks and the low interest rates. Let's switch over to Europe for a little bit, because they are undergoing a pretty large QE program is that money all just going to hit the European markets, and that could be a place to be for investors?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't follow the European markets that closely. I have one of my analysts who does constant updates on the European markets. I have not looked at them since. I believe he has the DAX still rising in the heart of a third wave. So based on what I saw last time, you know, yeah, there's still much more room to run in the DAX. But from where I believe the DAX is relative to where we are, I think the DAX and some of the European markets may top earlier than the United States equity markets later this year. So, you know, I'm not so sure how, you know, what type of effect their QE is going to have or not, but, you know, there's still some room left on the upside in the equity markets there. But, you know, based upon how extended they are, there's a good possibility they may even top before the U.S. market later this year.
You know, I got to tell you, common sense tells me if you look just at fundamentals that I really don't see any way that the European markets can do well. And, you know, and I'm going to go back to the old story about look what's going on in Greece. Look at the 25% unemployment in Spain. Look what's going on in Portugal. Look what's going on in France. I mean, it's just how can anybody say that those markets represent a good environment for investing? I mean, I suppose the counterargument would be, well, it's just so low it can't go any lower, but I've heard that before, and I just don't buy it.
Well, remember what Keynes said. Markets can stay irrational much longer than we can stay solvent.
Yeah, well, I do remember that. I do remember when John Maynard Keynes said that. But again, I'm not particularly a Keynesian, and I don't think you are either.
Oh, no, I'm not. But, you know, unfortunately, most people have published, you know, some of the worst of Keynesian theory and really have discarded some of his best. So I think Keynes has been bastardized a little bit, but no, I am not a Keynesian at heart.
Long term, the rest of 2015, how do you like the conventionals?
I'm long a whole basket of stocks and the Russell. I'm still expecting a sizable pullback potentially into March, early April. But I see the potential for a parabola-type move straight up in April into mid-May. So I know I'm looking for one more opportunity to add to my longs before, you know, within the next month or so.
All right, Avi, I cannot disagree with you there. I still continue to believe that the markets, the conventional markets at least, will continue to move up, and that's just where everyone's paying attention to right now because they've just been performing very, very well. And until we really get a huge irrational move into these markets, I don't know if they're going to correct anytime soon. But the banks seem to have your back, and the investors seem to continue to flow their money in there. So the markets don't actually need to reflect the economy, unfortunately, to keep on going up. Avi, appreciate your time. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make FreezeDryGuy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit FreezeDryGuy.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Following Avi Gilbert, we have another friend of ours who is certainly within the realm of financial experts, Jayant Bhandari. We had Corey and I had lunch with Jayant and Akiko Lori on Thursday. I have to tell you, two of the most interesting people in the world. Jayant, we were chatting over lunch yesterday and then again a little bit off mic this morning about what's going on in the mining sector in terms of the mergers and acquisitions phenomenon, for lack of better terms. Can you elaborate on that for us a little bit?
Yeah, thanks for having me again, Al and Corey. Mining companies are looking for good projects. What's at the same time is happening is that junior mining sector has been distrusted by the investors. The result has been that a lot of very good companies with very good projects have stayed very undervalued. So that is giving an opportunity for mining companies to acquire these projects. And because investors do not appreciate these projects until the last moment, the premiums being offered to acquire these projects are higher than they were in the earlier years. So you're now getting about 50 to 100% premium on the share price when the projects get acquired.
Well, Jayant, we tend to see this at bottoms or really depressed times in the market because the big mining companies, the ones who are coming in and acquiring some of these companies, they understand this. And in good times when the gold price is really high, then almost every property on these majors' books looks very attractive. But it's when you get down into these lower prices that the major companies need to focus on the most valuable of their properties, and that also allows them to start to look around at other companies whose properties, yes, they are valuable in most markets, but in these depressed markets, I think they almost look more favorably on them because they can add them to their books, and whether they start mining them right away or mining them 3 or 5 years down the road, it's still going to be a good property and good project. And we saw one acquisition happened recently, and that was Probe Mines. Did you follow this one at all?
I did, and I have a slightly different opinion on the subject as you do, Corey. I think these are not necessarily any more difficult times. The venture exchange continues to go up. It keeps falling, but the slope is upward for the last 2 months or so. And also, while gold price has suffered in U.S. dollar terms, it has actually done quite well in most of other currencies. So in Canadian dollar, one has to remember that gold has done reasonably well. And at the same time, cost of producing gold has fallen because oil has fallen by about 50%. Steel prices are down. The labor costs are much lower. So the result is that perhaps profitability of companies like Probe has increased as a result of these things happening, which don't necessarily go appreciated by the market. But majors who do valuation on these companies can start to see these discrepancies happening in the valuations of these projects.
Jayant, I agree with you, and this is something that that Gary Savage brought up on a daily editorial that we did yesterday, and that was that he felt that the bottom for the mining companies pretty much has been already put in, and that happened, he felt, like last November. You know, in our newsletter, Golden Observations, we follow a couple of mining companies. One is Claude Resources, and the other one is a company called, Corey, help me out here, it's
Ridgemont
Mines, yeah, trades on the American Stock Exchange, and both of these companies have done very, very well since we began coverage of them. Claude Resources, we started covering them back, if I'm not mistaken, on the 1st of December, followed shortly by Richmont Mines, and both of them are up, I would have to say, rather substantially since that period of time. Now, I will say they're both very solid companies, fundamentally, and there's no reason in the world that they shouldn't be up, but to me, that shows that investor sentiment is really among the sophisticated investors in this segment. The sentiment, I would have to say, is pretty good.
That's right. And I follow cloud resources. These guys have done a very good job over the last 6 to 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to take an interest in the company because cloud resources, these guys, the new management, have started focusing on higher grade material, and they have been able to generate a positive cash flow even when gold prices was quite low. So I think those guys have done quite a good job turning around the company.
Well, they have.
I wouldn't say that necessarily that the mining industry or the exploration industry is booming here. We don't have investors diving hand over fist trying to get into these private placements. It still is a tough time for these companies to be raising money, even with some impressive numbers that they've been coming out.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's very, very difficult for these companies to raise money in the market, but people are still buying, are increasingly becoming more interested in the buying shares in the open market, in the venture exchange. But well, I agree with you. Raising money is extraordinarily difficult even today.
Raising money is very difficult. You look at some of the underwritings that we have even discussed on this show in our daily editorials, and I have to tell you, a lot of the underwritings very definitely favor the underwriters meaningfully as opposed to the companies, but a lot of the companies at this moment in time really don't seem to have a choice. I will say that I personally am getting more enthusiastic about the mining sector just because I sense, as I did back in the very early part of 2010 and the very late part of 2009, that we could be right around the corner from having a very, very interesting resource sector. Now, having said that, we're in February right now. The resource sector typically does not do well during the summer. Will this summer be any different? I don't know. But who knows? Between now and then, you know, we may see the share appreciation that we're seeing in Richmond and Claude. We may see that continue. What do you think, Giant?
Oh, absolutely. I think Rick Rule has said this several times, that good companies have started to outperform and will likely to continue to outperform. And there has been a sort of division in the venture exchange now. The bad companies continue to deteriorate, continue to fall, and the good companies with good projects with decent valuations will continue to be appreciated either by the market, and if not by the market, at least the big mining companies will start showing a lot of interest in those projects.
Well, I think the one thing that we all agree with here is that it continues to be a stock picker's market for the precious metal stocks. And until, I don't know when that will change, and that's not necessarily a bad thing, but we definitely do need to see a base and a significant move higher, or at least a steady move higher in the gold market. Giant, we only have about a minute left. I want to get your quick take on, do we need a falling stock market to have a better gold price?
I don't necessarily think so. I think these are two different things. Gold is gold, and equities are is a business. So I personally look at these two things as completely different things. I don't invest in equities for gold. I invest in gold as a metal for gold. So I don't try to mix the two things. It confuses my mind when I try to do that.
Well, I think it's a really good point. You know, I think that in terms of hard assets, it's an interesting sector to be in. I think it's an important sector to be in with a portion of your assets. We're firm believers in diversification on this particular program and have been probably for the last 20 years or thereabouts. Diversification is the only way that investors, I think, can retain safety in their markets and also have a certain amount of appreciation. Yes, gold is very important, but you know what? So is energy, so are the industrials, and so are the myriad of other companies that are out there. We've got a real treat for you in our next segment. We're going to be right back with Congressman Walter Jones. You want to learn about the Republican Party, what's going on? Listen to what Congressman Jones has to say. We'll be right back.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Okay, welcome in here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. Corey and I and Doc are chatting right now with, I would have to say, probably our favorite guest on the show, and that is Congressman Walter Jones from North Carolina. You got a true American here. We've been talking off mic, had a very, very interesting conversation. Now we're going to flip into some on-the-record comments. Congressman, I'd like to talk a little bit about what's going on in the Republican Party right now. The Republican Party seems to be shooting itself in the foot. Now, you and I would have to say, Corey and Doc, agree on
one thing, and that is I know that you're a major supporter of Ron Paul's son, Rand, simply right. because he's a guy who probably can't be bought. And right now, I stand in the same position. I guess the first question I would like to ask you is, why the divisiveness within the Republican Party? I mean, it just are some of the old money guys just not willing to change with the times? Is that what's going on?
And Al and Doc and Corey, Washington is controlled by money. So the people that have all the money, they want to control Washington and the policies of Washington. So therefore, when you get someone like a Ted Cruz or Rand Paul or Rubio and a couple of others, Walker, you get these people that are thinking for themselves. And I can't speak for anyone but Ted Cruz and Rand Paul. Rand Paul is my choice. You're exactly right. Because of his position on foreign policy. And I know that the establishment, many of those in the establishment want our party to be known as the war party, to be more hawkish, just like what happened under George Bush, going into unnecessary wars, fighting all these wars overseas. Well, what people fail to realize is that not only do American kids get killed, but they get maimed. I've seen a kid over at Walter Reed just back in October, two Marines from my district, one had lost two legs and an arm. Two legs and an arm. He's 23 years of age. The other young man who's 27 and married, he talked about his little girl, and now we'll forget it, lost both legs and told me his rectum had to be rebuilt. No, I want a president that if this country is threatened, that we will protect the American people. But we won't be one of these that want to go around the world to build empires in other countries. Because I will believe today, if Saddam Hussein had not been taken out, we wouldn't have the jihadists running around as crazy as they are. Because he might not have been what we thought a leader should be, but he knew his country much better than we know his country. I would criticize Mr. Obama for going in and bombing in Libya, taking out Gaddafi. What do we have now? We have jihadists hanging out in our embassies. What kind of foreign policy is that? That's why I'm a big supporter of Rand Paul, and there are a lot of people that feel the way I do in my district in North Carolina, the 3rd District.
Now, Congressman, you mentioned the fact that money is really running a lot of politics, and money also runs the media. And we see this divide within the Republican Party in the aspect that the media gets behind a few of these candidates that it likes simply because that's where the money is. But the candidates that we're talking about and that you support and that I quite frankly support, and I know Al and Doc also believe in, they are not the ones that the media is behind right now. What's your take on the whole aspect of how the media can play into the psychology of voters, but then also play into the divide that happens within the party?
Well, let me ask you this way. Right now, as we're being interviewed, we are in recess in the House because the House leadership right now does not have enough votes to pass a 3-week extension of the funding for Homeland Security. We passed a bill back in 6-7 weeks ago that the Senate has not taken up. And McConnell says, well, I can't get it passed. Well, show the American people you're trying to do something based on the Constitution. And I'm a no on this vote. I'm one of probably 25 or 30 Republicans that I'm not going to vote for this bill, that they're trying to get the votes to bring the bill to the floor sometime today to fund Homeland Security for 3 weeks. The reason for it, the president violated the Constitution. He had said 22 times, I do not have the authority to make these people who are in this country illegally legal, but yet he did it. And so there are those of us, and now I'm going back to your point, the whole thing is that the grassroots American people who lean to be conservative or libertarian, they're tired and fed up with the Republican Party as it is. I see it right there in my district. The fastest growing category is unaffiliated. That's the fastest growing category in my district, 3rd District of North Carolina. They're outgrowing the Democrats and the Republicans because people are just disenchanted with both parties. And these people who are the establishment need to understand it is a different party. Whether I live long enough to see it become a different party, I don't know. But I'm doing my part as long as I'm here because I know that the change in the party that I joined back in 1994 is not the same party. We were the party for less government. We were the party for less spending. And Lord knows we've already passed 7 or 8 tax extending bills this year. I didn't vote for them. That's already increased the debt by about $96 billion in the first 6 weeks. That's what is really driving everything right now. It really is people just want a government that listens to the people and not the special interests.
Well, the million-dollar question here that I have, and, you know, you and I are about the same age, and I basically try to use common sense more than anything else in reaching my decisions, and I have to tell you, I do not understand whether it was the 8 years of George Bush Jr. or whether it's been the, you know, roughly 7 years of Barack Obama, they're not listening to the American people. I believe that the current president has an agenda, okay, and I'm not saying he's an evil man because I don't know him. I can't say that.
Right.
But I would say that he has an agenda that is just kind of not in my interest. I'm a person who really believes that people have to work hard to reach a certain goal. I'm a person who believes that big government simply is not in the best interest of the American people, the Canadian people, what have you. People have to depend on God and themselves to, for lack of better terms, advance themselves and consequently do what they can to advance humanity. That's one of the reasons that I was so attracted, as was my wife, to Congressman Paul. Those are his exact thoughts. It's not about big government. It's not about being the policeman and attempting to force our way of life, which we think is correct, on the rest of the world. I mean, that's sinful.
Another bill we're going to have on today is a rewrite of the No Child Left Behind. Okay, George Bush was the president, Ted Kennedy was the senator, and John Boehner was the House member who drove that bill to become part of the law. I didn't vote for it then. I told them, they said, well, can you vote? We're making some good changes in it. Can you vote? No, I said, no, I came here and I voted against the first No Child Left Behind to defeat it. Why would I want to enhance it, even if you make it better than what it is today? I want to see you put a bill on the floor to eliminate it. I mean, so there's so many things that I just... that's why I've got more and more, as I've gotten older, like Ron Paul. And I will tell you that the government, even under Republicans, they can rewrite and try to make it less stressful on the school systems. But you know what? It's still stressful. Eliminate it. But we won't have a bill to eliminate. And the president won't sign this bill anyway if it gets to him.
Do you think that this mentality is changing within the Republican Party, moving more towards your beliefs?
Well, I think it's changing, but what I think it is more and more people are identifying as unaffiliated or independent, and still many of them are voting for Republicans, but they don't want to be part of the structured Republican Party, and that does concern me. I am a Republican. I think the party, when it's true to its values, I don't think we're very true to the values right now. But I think that the Republican Party is the best hope. And I just think that the Republican leadership, whether it be those who give the money or whether it be those in leadership, need to understand that there's an element growing out here that we are driving away from the Republican Party. You need to embrace these people. You don't have to agree with them on everything, but embrace them, because they would rather be a Republican than to be outside of the tent. But right now, they feel like they don't want to be in the tent. That's the problem.
Unfortunately, we've seen this divide within the Republican Party, I think, just continue. And the people that the Republican Party seems to want to push out are the ones that I firmly believe have the best grasp on the direction that the country wants to go.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you guys. You really have to ask yourself, you know, what's this all about? It is just, it's absolutely nonsensical to me. I hope that the majority that you're talking about in your district, Congressman, eventually becomes the majority in the United States, because that's the only way this country is going to survive.
I agree with you totally, and it's my hope that leadership like Rand Paul can get to the very top, and he can set the agenda for America, and it would be the right direction, just like his father tried.
Always a pleasure to have you on the show, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank all three of you. Have a blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corwin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your it's close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.